you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yo, you guys, this is another episode of In God For We Trust, man. I'm always happy to be here, you know what I'm saying? Another Tuesday. And and we weren't that late. We had some microphone trouble.
Don't
you know what I'm saying? Check out the motherfucking t-shirt, Stevie Wonder. Y'all ain't ready for my t-shirt game. Y'all ain't ready for my t-shirt game. My t-shirt game, woo! Because everyone goes, man, your t-shirt game is disgusting. I go, I know, and I'm not telling you where I got it because you're going to try and copy me. Mm. The worst thing you can be is somewhere walking down the street and someone's like, ooh, I got the same t-shirt as you. Not going to fucking happen, huh? Yeah.
But guess what?
I love this. Yo, I'm so happy. This is going to be a really, really dope-ass episode. This person has been wanting to come here for the longest. So she says, oh, you didn't invite me to the podcast. You didn't invite me to the podcast, Godfrey. I just finished co-hosting her this morning. I've co-hosted her, Angela Yee's Way Up with Angela Yee. It was fantastic. And she's here. I thought she wasn't going to come. I thought she was some bullshit.
I was here before you.
No, whatever. And she's here. Angela Yee is here. Oh, my God. Angela Yee. The Angela Yee, not just Angela Yee, the Angela Yee that everybody knows, legendary radio personality. Oh my God, real shit. We got Dante Nero on the side right there. Oh my God.
What up?
It is awesome. So it's nice that you're here. Thank you for coming, Angela.
This is beautiful. I love it here.
Do you love it here?
Yeah, this is nice. And I did say you never invite me. He'll keeps talking about his podcast. I do my podcast every Tuesday. It's late. You know it's late at night. I know you get up early.
Yeah.
But you've never said, this date, can you come?
I didn't because, listen, let me tell you something. She's one of the busiest human beings that I've ever encountered. You always got some shit. You're always with some coalition, some meeting of the women's, the black super. She was with the Hall of Justice. Yeah. I had a meeting with Batman, and then, she's always has like businesses. Women's entrepreneur businesses, and you're a business owner, right?
Yes.
How many businesses, unless you want to give us that information?
How many businesses
do you have? You have a lot.
I have my juice bar, the Nourish Spot BK. I have my coffee shop, Coffee Uplifts People.
Coffee Uplifts People.
And that coffee is also available in Whole Foods and Target in the New York City area and at Enterprise and restaurants. And then I have my hair store, Private Label Extensions, that is in Detroit.
God damn.
And then, of course, I have my lip service podcast, which, Godfrey, you've done before.
I have
Dante,
done it before.
Dante, you've done before.
Absolutely. Can't wait to come back.
Okay, and then Way Up with Angela Yee. Those are the businesses.
Yeah. She has, that's a lot on your plate, and there's probably going to be more.
Oh, and I'm a real estate agent with Sirhan's.
Damn, you're a real estate agent? So you, in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man,
let's work on your credit first.
Oh, yeah. You blabbing my credit out, you ass.
Work on that.
Yeah, my credit is a little whack. But
we're going to get it together. I want to help you with that.
Thank you very much. Disclose.
He don't even know what his credit. Do you know what your credit score is?
I don't fucking know.
Dante, you know your credit score?
730.
God.
Great.
Okay, that's
good. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. Good.
Mine's
is fucked up because I don't pay attention a lot of times.
I don't either.
So I've automated a lot of my bill pay so it doesn't, I don't make no mistakes.
Okay. I'm getting better at I think because I've been paying off everything. I have some credit cards here and there.
But you need to know what your score is and what's on your credit report.
I do,
what
right?
What month is this again?
This is April.
But it's financial literacy.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's financial literacy. Why are you turning your head as if people can't see you, Dante? What the fuck was that?
The mic was on you. The mic was on you.
I see you on the screen.
Oh, I didn't even. Michael,
you put me on camera.
You know, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of a no smoking section back in airplanes.
And you're
still on the same plane. No, but you're in the same plane. Yeah, and it's this is a smoke, but it's on the same plane.
Son, that A12.
See, this is Dante on the. Yo, so my credit score, because I know credit scores affect, you know, if you want to buy houses or whatever, they look at your credit score. And your credit score, is that where they have trust in you that you're going to pay your shit off?
The mortgage.
It'll affect
you
your interest rate.
Yeah.
Or if you can even get a loan or what banks you can go to. If you can go to, you know, get a traditional mortgage.
Yeah.
It does matter.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I feel like whenever you name off your businesses, I don't have shit. I'm just being 100. I don't have shit.
You have a GoFundMe.
I
That's your business.
Angela be sneaking jabs.
No,
she be like, hop. She be hitting you.
I just want to keep it real, though. I want to make sure we always talk about your GoFundMe.
Thank you.
Because I want to make sure people are knowing that you are going to be financing your own stand-up special.
Yes, I am.
And the GoFundMe exists.
Thank you.
Because I feel like you don't talk about it enough.
I don't talk about it enough because of my pride and I'm weird with it. Mm-hmm. And Dante set up my GoFundMe.
Yes.
He set it up.
That's
which was awesome. Yeah. And you know what? The suggestion came from my fans. They were like, listen.
Why don't you do this?
Why don't you do like, they're always the ones telling me. Mm-hmm. And then they'll tell me to do it. Then they go, why are we giving you money? What?
You told me to do it.
Yeah. So my pride, I wouldn't have said shit because I'm not being approached by, and this is not no pity party. This is just being honest. I'm not being approached by Netflix, even though I did Netflix. Shout out to Tiffany Haddish, who put me on her second season of They Ready.
And hilarious.
And I rocked that bitch. And I'm not getting approached. And I know the people there. And it's not just me. I'm speaking for the comedians that they are ignoring. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on over there.
Now, let me ask you this. Do they approach you or do you go and pitch yourself?
They usually, listen, man, they know who you are. They'll usually say, hey, they'll give out an offer. Hey,
yeah,
we'd like to.
There's guys who have approached them and got it. The problem is Godfrey won't ask.
Mm-hmm.
He won't ask. And then even when we set up the GoFundMe, right?
Yeah.
I set it up. I said, I'll do it, right? I'll do it on my, and then I wrote down the description, and then he was like,
he never talked about it. Yeah.
No, he was like, it sound like we begging. Then I go,
it sounds like we begging.
We are begging. Yeah.
Please.
And then when we go on the road together, I do my set, right? And then I calm everybody down because they're standing up and applauding.
Because he just did a hot 30 on me.
And then I would do a speech about, you know, Godfrey has been overlooked, blah, da, 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 da. And his fans want to see him, so we want to give you something special, and you could be part of it, so we can have what we would call a special, special. And then Godfrey calls me like, I got to act like you begging, yo.
But I do think with the GoFundMe, right, what are the different tiers of, like, if I donate X amount of money, you know, they should be able to attend the special.
Or, right, no, you know, no doubt. I mean, no doubt.
Things like that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the GoFundMe. A lot of times people feel like it's, oh, I don't want to be asking people for money. But, you know, in order to fund your own special, it is a commitment financially to be able to do that. And if people are really your fans, they want to support that and be like, hey, my $20 helps to get this done.
And you know what's so funny? It's like when comedians do it, it looks like, well, isn't the business supporting you guys?
The industry.
Politicians do it. They're millionaires, billionaires,
they raise money.
They have those dinners that are $7,000 a plate,
or they send you those text messages nonstop.
Yeah, you know what I love about the text messages? I don't erase them when I see, like, they say, Donald Trump here. Listen, Godfrey, I need your help. You're like,
no, wait, Donald
really,
Trump?
Donald?
I don't get any.
I get Trump ones.
I get both.
I get Trump both. And guess what? My number is some number of another person. They go, Michael, listen. It's Donald Trump here. Yo, the Democrats, they're trying to fuck us. It's that personal shit.
Yeah,
but politicians raise money. Not-for-profit people raise money. A lot of people do. And I go, because they don't understand I'm telling them how much like a budget of a special is because they don't know because the people they watch are being funded by Netflix.
Right.
Netflix is paying for it.
And you know, even for me, right? Like, you know, I do real estate stuff. So I have that building that I'm working on. And I think sometimes it hurts because I did put all, like I literally cleared out my bank account to be able to get that building.
Wow.
And I still had to get, you know, financing to be able to do it. It's a lot, a huge commitment.
And you had to buy some hot dogs to eat afterwards.
No.
You broke.
No gluten. Pack of
Hebrew Nationals.
But I think people also don't understand, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, so is this going to be affordable housing? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And it is going to be a portion of it. The whole plan was always for a portion of it to be affordable housing, but we still have to be able to pay the mortgage and the insurance.
Are you going
to
screen the families that come in, though?
Well, there's always a process. It's always a process to be able to get there. And listen, I think that the way we're doing it is the affordable housing part of what we're doing is for women who are formerly incarcerated. Because we know how hard it is when you get out of jail to get housing. A lot of times people have family, kids, things that they have to worry about. Imagine if you don't have a place to go, how hard that is.
But it has to be rehabbed people because you don't want somebody out of jail and then they're still doing crime.
Hi.
Shut up.
Godfrey, just go donate to Trump.
Thank you, Angela. Angela Yee, way up. Way up, because you're going way down. She has a great show.
Have you ever been arrested?
Damn.
Been ever locked up.
I was in a holding cell because of a ticket. When Giuliani had come in,
oh my God.
They were like,
ex-con.
And you know what's so funny is they held me overnight in a holding cell down in the downtown because of a ticket. They were
what type of ticket?
It was a traffic ticket.
Okay. I didn't know if you were like soliciting.
It was a traffic, not human trafficking. It was just a traffic ticket.
No.
You know what's funny? I was in this cell waiting to get out. And it was so funny because I'm like in this cell with these... Like different people had different reasons. There was this Japanese businessman. And we're all just sitting there on some bullshit.
Right.
And there was one guy in the thing that knew all the COs and they were like, and he was talking, yo man, what the fuck, man? Let me get my phone. They were like, yo, shut the fuck up, Walter. Shut your ass up. He's like, man, fuck you. He's been here. And so the guy was actually really funny, and he's asking different people, what you in here for, man? What you in here for? Oh, man, you're going to get out. They're going to give you they're going to slap. That ain't shit.
Jail lawyer.
And then, what you in here for? Oh, you good, man. That's some bullshit. And he's like, what you in here for? And the Japanese guy said, I hit somebody. Oh, you got to sit your ass down. That shit was so funny. So he was like letting us know what's going to happen. He was right. Yeah. Oh, he said, he's going to get out in a couple hours. It's some bullshit. But this motherfucker.
What did he tell you?
He said, oh, no, you good. Because I tried to be in there like, I was trying to be hard. Like, yeah, it's good, baby. He's like, yeah, what happened? Did a U-turn, dog. I was trying to be hard. I didn't know.
Dante, have you ever been arrested?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just now, for some traffic
I've
shit.
I've been in the back of a police car.
Me too.
But they knew me from a movie I did, and I was doing a reality show. It's actually online. It's called Bounced. It was about bouncers, and this dude came and I popped the dude in the mouth.
Uh-huh. You were acting.
Yeah, I popped him in the mouth.
And then what happened?
And they called the cops. The dude was gonna hit me with an old English bottle or a quart bottle.
Yeah.
And I popped him. So,
nice. And then you was.
And
in
the cops came and they were like, well, the dude was drunk though, so they were like, kind of knew what it was. And then we were like, well, we were shooting a film, and he says, look, he goes, I want him arrested. And so they cuffed me, put me in the back of the car, drove me around, and man, I love you on Blacklist.
You can get out now.
Yeah, right. That does help. The celebrity thing is a good part because I have cops that have been like, yo, just go, you good.
Oh my God, I was in a meeting just now, just before I came here, and I was like, the meeting was a couple of blocks from here just because I knew I was coming here. And they were like, Godfrey from Zoolander?
It's cool when that happens. It's cool when that happens. And let me tell you, I'm listen. What it is here is that I want to get into investing in something. I have nothing, and I did back in 2005. I invested in some shit, and it all went to shit in 2008. Because you remember that crash?
But you didn't hold on to
it. No, it was gone.
Like, what was it?
I was with you. What is that? USB? US? What's that?
UBO?
No, not UBL. It's the company. Fuck. UBC or UBS. It was some shit that my accountant.
I'm seeing the name on Century on Avenue. On 6th Avenue.
Yes!
What?
It was that company, UBS or some shit. And it has that red symbol.
The USB?
Or UBS or something. Like that, yeah. And I had invested some money in that, and my accountant had me doing, and then all that shit, I lost all that. I had a couple thousand, and ooh, it was like, but it grew, and then it went to shit when there was that, the financial.
How? Oh, the bubble.
The bubble, yeah. And then I all went, and then I just got scared of ever doing anything, so I just put money in the bank and just sit there. I don't invest in shit.
Yeah, you know, the problem with putting money in the bank and letting it just sit there is that inflation is going to outpace the amount of money that you're going to get.
The interest.
Yeah, and the interest.
So it's not good to...
You're losing money by keeping it in the bank.
So what do I do? That you have is going to go down in value.
So what do I do?
Well, I think...
What do we do?
It's a multitude of things. I think investing in the stock market is definitely one of the safest things you can do.
Really?
If you do
blue chip.
Mm-hmm. What's blue chip? I know I've heard of it.
I was gonna say, if you invest in like the S&P 500, those companies, you can also buy fractional pieces of stocks. So you can do that too. There's so many apps that you can use, like Acorn. You can use Public.
I use Acorn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll send you a link
because I want to make sure. Because my ex, you know, Kim is she was a trader for Deutsche Bank, and she worked for Barclay Bank, London. Mm-hmm. She's a finance person, and so she says that home trading shit is a bunch of bullshit. A lot of it is.
She goes, "I was a real trader." Than investing.
Yeah, I want to invest in something, have some money.
And what they always tell you to invest in is things that you use every day. So, like, if you use
like water,
you know, Tide detergent, maybe use detergent,
and your money just always
and you
grows.
Just kind of let it sit because you can't ever think of investing as something in stocks that's gonna like flip real fast.
Okay,
you got to think of it as long term.
Long term,
so you're just putting.
Okay, I'll do that. Do you have to get a broker? You have to get somebody.
You don't have to. You can do E-Trade. You can do, like I said, Public, Acorn. You can do that. They'll actually invest in mutual funds for you, so they'll spread it across.
Mutual funds is what I did. Okay, I just want to make sure that
because it is Financial Literacy Month.
It is. Yeah, it's Financial Literacy. Thank you.
You knew that, Gary.
Let's take a second to talk to you about our newest sponsor, a company everyone has been loving around the office, the all-natural smoking wrap company, King Palm. A leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip. There is no need to lick it and roll it. All you got to do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice. In addition to the leaf tubes, they also have a huge line of the popular terpene-infused flavor palm rolls. The cool thing about their flavor palm rolls is the capsule in the filter tip, so you can activate the flavor anytime during your smoke with a simple squeeze and pop. They offer rollable wraps, hemp cones, and all the essential smoking accessories you could ever need. Super smooth smoke, easy to use, and you can order them at kingpalm.com, your local smoke shop, and even at any 7-Eleven. King Palm was the pioneer of the natural leaf wrap, and now they're one of the best-selling brands in smoke shops across America. Check them out on socials and use our discount code Godfrey for 20% off at kingpalm.com. This is the perfect product to add to your smoking lineup. See the full lineup of products at kingpalm.com. And don't forget to use the promo code Godfrey. Take the natural path with King Palm. And I want to say this too, also, that I am a very, very proud to say this, that I was, when Angela Yee first started her show on iHeartRadio, I was the first person on her show to co-host with you. I don't care who you watch now, But I was the one when their shit was all haywire-y.
It was a mess.
And Dan was Green. Is it Dan Green?
Yep.
Dan Green, who is one of the baddest producers around. Dope. Shout out. That boy was running so crazy.
In and out. Back and forth. Losing his mind.
In and out. Losing his mind. Be careful what you say. God damn it. Ah, cut that. Ah, ah. But now it's running like a well-oiled machine. And I'm so proud and it's so great that you're.
It's so much smoother now. But I will say I was very intentional when I asked Godfrey. I actually met Godfrey on FaceTime.
I was
at the Nick Cannon show.
I was writing on the Nick Cannon, the daytime talk show, Nick Cannon, which was on 106 and Park, the old 106 and Park lot, and in Harlem. And I went and I was walking past and saw you in the makeup chair and and makeup chair. And I said, oh my God, Angela Yee, what's up? And she goes, hey man, blah, blah, blah. I go, I want to do Breakfast Club.
Yeah. And you did Breakfast Club.
And it did really well.
It did amazing. Mm,
yeah.
And then after that, I was like, when I started my show, I was like, can you imagine if Godfrey would like guest host when I started? And I didn't think he would really do it.
What?
No, she don't even know.
She doesn't even know how iconic she is. I just go.
And also, Godfrey is a real fan. Like he don't really know how people look at him because he looks at people and
Melvin.
Melvin.
His father.
I knew his father.
His father.
And I was like, Godfrey, you want to go hang out with
Melvin Van Peebles. One of the first blaxploitation directors.
Yeah. He was old.
And he knew Melvin Van Peebles.
Wow.
And Melvin Van Peebles lived a couple blocks away from me where I live now.
Like three blocks.
He goes, you know he lives down the street. I said, what the fuck did you just say? Melvin Van Peebles lives down the street from you. And I said, let's go see him. And we went to see him before he passed away.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Sat with him. And he
was wearing a Wu-Tang t-shirt.
I was
wearing a Wu-Tang and he was wearing Wu-Tang.
We love that.
Yes.
He was even at that age, he had these old chicks who would come over and he would be getting his dick sucked in the bathroom and smashing them in the kitchen because he had like a guy that was, I forget his name, but I think it was Vincent.
It was Vincent, a Vincent little Caribbean dude.
Yeah, and he was like his taking care of everything. He goes, every time I come in, he's getting his dick sucked. And,
to wait, 70s
at
music.
80 years old.
80 years old.
To 70s music.
You guys, okay.
Sorry.
What? You think your stuff will work at 80?
Yeah. Well, you think yours? Shit.
Penises are different.
I don't know. Will it open up? Shit.
It's we gritty, though.
Be like some old elevator door. Like, I don't know.
I got nervous. You just heard Halle Berry talking about it felt like razors.
What do you mean?
She said perimenopause. She thought that the doctor told her it was herpes. She said it felt like razors in her vagina. She didn't know what was going on. It was painful.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it was perimenopause. You get like dryness.
Yeah, dryness. Wow. Hallie's the wrong. She's with the wrong dude. That's all that
That's
is.
Not why.
Yo, Halle Berry, it's your man right here, man. I'll have your shit beatboxing. You know what I mean?
But that's a scary
Harry Bailey.
Thing.
Halle Berry, you know what's fucked up is Halle Berry got dry cooch.
Oh my God, it was just perimenopause. But I'm just saying, there's times I'm sure both of you, your things don't work.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. What the fuck you talking about?
What you talking about?
Okay.
My shit.
See who's in the chat. They know what it is.
Yeah. are people excited that your mic isn't working, Mike? And are people excited that Angela Yee is here? Huh? Come on, no. We can't hear you, Mike. We can't hear you, Mike. We're not hearing you. We're not hearing you. These mics are not working today.
Mike put up the sexual desire.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, shit.
So what's right. the...
Mike's well, first thing that's going nuts. Everyone loves that Angela Yee is here.
Hell yeah.
Broadcasting legend.
Hell yeah.
And then I have this chart here that's just ages. And they did a poll. Poll, funny word.
Yeah.
each decade and how well it works. So 50 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 80, 80 to 90. It's just good, very good, fair, poor. And then if you look... You know, the end is by the time 80 to 90, it's 25%.
The worst is the missing responses.
But you know,
that's some great shit.
That's death, I think. You're dead. But you know what's great? You know what's great, though? When you're 80 and something, you don't give a fuck. You're not even trying to fuck. You're like, man,
how do
I'm
you
good.
Know?
I don't know.
Somebody should have told Melvin that. Yeah. Melvin's steak.
I would think like an 80-something. you know, you're just not, that's not your really, I'm not saying it's not your concern, but you're not like where you're going out going, yo, girl, was it you're an old dude?
Yeah,
like,
but I don't know, because there's, you know, there's a STD epidemic in Florida from all the senior centers.
In the home, yeah.
Yeah, because they fucking and they have threesomes and they.
But you know what's great? But you know what's great? It's old disease. Yeah. So it's like old AIDS, it's like old
smallpox.
Right, right. It's like old herpes. The herpes ain't really attacking as much as old herpes going.
Like you think at 80 you'll be masturbating?
Hell yeah. Oh, 80, I'll be masturbating.
I don't think I'll be masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saving it for the shot.
I don't think you'll want to.
When I get an assistant. Hard.
But right. Masturbating as an old dude will be dope. I'll be creepy with it. I'll be like, yeah, here it comes, fucker. Yeah, 23 Skidoo. I'll be like, that's a groovy one there. If it weren't for you meddling kids, I would have gotten it off. Yo, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think that you'll be sexually, you know, up yes, there at your older age? Like,
I think for women it's easier because it's not like we have to get an erection. And I think physically it's harder for men to, like, at certain times.
And I like that you said that because women are always ready to go, that's why you couldn't get hard. I go, what if it was you? That's why I stayed soft.
Yeah.
A lot of times with this Cialis, you know how they go, Cialis, yeah. Are you over 65? Is your dick broken? Well, Cialis is for you. And I have a joke where I go, what if it's not really his problem? Maybe it's he's been with his wife for 50 fucking years and they should show a younger woman walk past in a commercial and his shit goes bang. I was like, it was you this whole time. It could be
a new chick will always.
A new chick is
some strange will
new,
always.
New ass is
but there has
else.
To be times when it was somebody new and you still couldn't get it up.
Nope. But you know what?
Never been too nervous?
That's a really good observation because even when I'm looking at porn, right? I'll look at porn shit and sometimes I look at it because you're trying to get some material from it. You're like,
okay,
I see all, you know, be serious. It'll be
doing research.
You get like, let's say girls with dildos, right?
Uh-huh.
And you'll see girls, it'll be 40 videos of girls with dildos. And you literally will look at one and go, she's naked, but it doesn't do anything.
So
for
wait
me.
A minute. When you Google porn, there's a whole thing.
There's categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
who knew?
I know. And it's funny how some girls, the way they're shaped, you're like, nope.
I'm not good with that.
I'm not good with that. And then some you go,
that's
the way she's built. I it's just a visual.
Does that so in real life is it like that too?
Some girl, man, it depends. It's about architecture for me. Like the way a girl's neck sits, her head sits on her neck. Like,
you got it. You got
the way she walks. If she walks like a ball player, I'm good. She walks.
I had a girl. I broke
she walks
up,
like
I,
Kenny the Jet.
I broke up with a girl because she had big knees. Like
what?
Huge she fucking
looked,
knees.
She looked like a catcher.
It looked like she had knee pads on. So when she wore the thigh highs, it'd be thigh high, a little sexy. And then bam, like she was a wrestler.
She looked like if she bent down, you throw a fastball at her. Strike one.
And them big, like, you know, the big carpenter pads, not the, like, red.
What?
She had some big ass
big knees. Big ass knees?
Yeah.
And that
I need a visual.
She was beautiful.
But.
But the big ass and every and if you kept look from the waist, so you like yeah, and then
let
you'd be
see
like,
if I could Google a woman with big knees. You know, big ass knees.
She got like and your big knees, or like if they have like trunk ankles, like cankles. Cankles bother me. Big ass calves bother me. Like I like there's some.
You don't like big calves?
Hell no.
I like
so no like
calf.
Soccer players and stuff.
No, soccer. Not
ooh,
all women.
That
soccer
girl I sent you. To
not
that
all women
for you. That's a girl. That's a woman.
No, see,
I just Googled fat knees and this is a
No, you gotta go.
I
it's
saw that.
Big knees. It can't be fat. It's
what is it, a bone problem? A patella problem?
I don't fucking know. It was weird. But it wasn't like you see how she's chubby, so the wide of her knee was wide. I'm saying,
those weren't too bad.
She had shapely thigh coming in there.
Like this?
Wide too though.
Wait, you're
out and
no, that what the fuck? She got a dick on her knee. See,
Just has some big ass knees.
Yeah, it could be anything. Like the it's just the way they're placed. I don't know. I've seen like I'm not really into thicker women, but I've seen thick women that I was attracted to because of the way they were shaped. But there's some thick women I go ill. Like it could be the same with me. Some people don't like my build.
Everybody got a little.
They got a thing.
Yeah, they go, yeah. Or preferences.
I don't like her neck.
I love. You know, I love a hot midget. I like a little person.
No, he does. And there's some really fine. He's showed me pictures of hot small people.
Smoking hot.
And that's a fact. I was actually I was just looking at this one small person, and she makes a lot of money on OnlyFans, like millions.
Wow.
Yeah. She's cute.
She's cute. And there's some that are really like actually, but it depends. There's some small people built a little weird. You're like, nah, but there's some you're like, they're almost like normal size.
Don't do that.
No, what?
You can't say it.
No,
like
no,
that.
No.
Be waiting outside today.
It's gonna be kicking you in the knees.
And I'll punt all of them.
I will
kick a three-pointer on all of them.
So no. You know Nick Novicki, he's a small little person comic out in L.A.
Yes.
So he does this thing where it was all these little people coming to comedy, and he booked me for it, right? Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm going to book you for it. But
you look like Gulliver. Yeah. And the Lilliputians.
They could tell I was on that. They was...
They could tell you
like I walked in, they dispersed like roaches. Just like that nigga trying to fuck.
Did you walk in and go fee fi fo fum?
So that's your thing? That's what you like?
I like a hot one.
Would you date one?
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Like, look. Yeah, that's the one.
Like, this is your.
It's a Dominican. This one, yeah, she's.
But she doesn't look like a small person.
All right, good. Keep going.
She looks long. She looks long.
Okay, there you go.
Smoke.
She looks longer than the other one.
Look at them little toes.
Look at her feet.
I eat those toes up like White Castle hamburgers. Like, yum, 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 yum.
All right, she has some cute
ass feet.
Those
are always the funniest pictures that people take with just their feet. Just their feet. Just to show you I'm outside.
Wait, showed up with... See, now that's a little... I don't...
Are you guys subscribed to anybody's OnlyFans?
No.
Never?
Okay. The only thing I would hate is if you had a small person with a flat ass. That is just not right.
Yeah, that's not fair.
You gotta have a... Cause
like a fatty.
You have... It just comes with it. Like, it's like all your height has been compressed in your butt.
In the ass. Somebody like...
You're literally...
Like God leaned on you. You're like...
You're like,
all went out in your ass.
You're like 5'7" in your butt.
Yes. That's what's up.
So I'm saying that, you know, that's what it is. Like your excitement, it's all psychological. Yeah. And sometimes if somebody is perfectly, it's the figure, how they walk and all that, that is an attraction to me.
Okay,
that's
what about mentally? Like,
obviously.
Does that matter?
Yeah, okay. Because stupid people.
We went through this already.
Sure. Yeah, when people are dumb. Listen, I like a little bit of fucking knowledge, man. Jesus Christ. You know, when they're just dumb, that shit wears out after a while. When they just don't know shit. You know,
I was talking to some girl and they were setting up a date and he was like, yo, there's this great exhibit at the Museum of Natural. And she was like, what's that? And I was like, that bitch won't
we
make
gotta go.
I said, she won't make it the weekend.
Wait, hold on. I was like, you know what I mean?
I was like, she's done.
It's yeah, over. Done.
I was always shaking. He's like, what? I was like,
but okay, what if she's intelligent, but you guys have completely different views on things like politics?
I don't care about that. I can't agree to disagree is fine.
Yeah, what if she's a Trump supporter?
I don't give a shit. Is she giving it up? As long as she, I'm smashing. I don't give a shit. And that makes me want to smash more.
It does.
Yeah. Before we dive back into today's show, let me tell you all about our newest sponsor, Capsulite. Now, we've all had those nights out where we're having a blast, enjoying a drink or two, or maybe a bit more, and we're not thinking about tomorrow. But then tomorrow comes, and oh boy, do we feel it. But guess what? Capsulite helps keep those dreaded next day woes at bay. Capsulite comes in a small, sleek package so you can bring it with you and take it before and during your night out. And let me tell you, it's the most potent thing on the market. We're talking about a product that's not only doctor formulated, but specifically designed to support your liver and tackle those nasty, toxic byproducts of alcohol. The real culprits behind why we feel so rough the day after. Now, you're probably wondering if it works, right? Here's the scoop. I took this, enjoyed my evening, responsibly, of course, and the next day I was genuinely surprised. I woke up feeling normal. Not just hydrated, but actually ready to tackle the day. No morning after fog or regret. So if you're planning your next night out and want to keep it memorable for the right reasons, maybe give this a shot. Go to Capsulite.com. That's C-A-P as in Peter, S as in Sam, U-L-Y-T as in Tom, E.com, and use promo code GAS and get 30% off your order at checkout. That's Capsulite.com, promo code GAS, or click the link in the description. Prevent feeling awful the day after drinking with Capsulite. Let's get back to the show.
Sometimes you need a reason.
What if she has a MAGA tramp stamp?
I don't like tramp. Let me tell you something. No,
He don't like tattoos.
Angela, it depends on how they place it. But I'm not, when I see a tattoo on the back or this down, I'm done.
Why?
I can't. It's just, it visually turns me off.
And you don't have any tattoos.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I will show you. See mine?
Okay.
And I think it looks dope. I think my tattoo is dope. I think my shit's fly as fuck. I think it's fly.
And that's the only one.
That's my only one. That's my only one. That's my only one.
Dante's like, I got
a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
And then my neck, my whole neck is done.
He got his Q dog.
Yeah, you got Q dog. Yeah, but that's just, man, somebody may not like that, but right. I wanted to do it, dedicated to my parents and my heritage, whatever. But I see some women, like I'll see some tattoos, I go, that's fly.
I like a suicide girl, bro.
What's a suicide girl?
Mike, bring up the suicide girls.
Yeah, what is that?
Just like the tattooed up blue hair.
Some of them could be cute, and then some of them it's
some
like,
of them, it depends.
Bring up some suicide girls.
It depends on who they are.
Yeah, because
I've seen some fine suicide women. You just go, ooh. Yup.
Because I was the thing I need to see.
In that. High school, I was my into kid. Goth chicks, man.
Yeah, well, like goth blue hair.
Yeah, I was into. I was messing with this punk rock chick in high school. I was like, yo,
that's
yeah.
This looks like AI.
Yeah, but it might be. But you know,
but that like the our green hair, the shaved, the dip.
But when when they're hot, they're hot. It doesn't.
Yeah.
When they're hot, they're hot. It don't matter.
Yeah.
When they're hot, they.
Yeah,
know.
But that's not your preference. You don't like somebody with a lot of ink in general. I can pick Godfrey's.
Listen.
Out. I know his.
Can.
Hold
okay.
on.
Yeah.
It depends. I don't like I don't like thigh tattoos. I don't like them. I don't like
you. Just don't like tattoos because you've already located three places. You can't.
No, I like when girls have them on the spine.
You want it like
the spine.
Yeah. It's like someone took
something
a little paint dainty shit. When it's just like wanna rock and roll all night, everybody every day.
I could pick a girl out for.
I like the tattoos. I'm like, I don't wanna wait for a night to be over.
Okay, got it.
Deep, deep, deep. Like you know,
soft pop.
What do you like, dudes with tats? What? What do you like? What kind of is?
You know what? It doesn't really matter.
What
to
does
me.
Angela Yee like?
Yeah, that's what we want to.
We want to know.
I like clean cut guys, nice and regular.
I'm out.
Tattoos don't really matter so much to me, but yeah, that's it.
What's like, you don't have a type? Is it a connection? Because what is size wise, height wise, lean?
No, not really. I do like people maybe more on the lean side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But
she don't want no fat bastard. No. She's like this on the lean. You don't like no fat bastard.
You already kicked me out, Angie. You don't have to. She's like, I also don't like them when they're bald. I like a nice, I'm like, all right,
but
we get it.
But he's
we
not.
We get it.
You haven't eaten sugar in 3 days.
We get it, Angela.
I love sugar.
I'm trying.
I don't like fat bastards. what else you like?
I don't like guys who eat pork.
Okay.
And let me see what else. And of course, I like guys who are funny. Like, I like people with a good sense of humor.
Of course.
I think that's important. Cause
it's so
I think
important.
We got a love connection here.
Yeah.
Women.
Talk about you.
Shut up. Women who are funny, it's great. I love sense of humor. That's always, even if it's a different kind of humor, everyone has different. Laughing is the best. You can't, what's the purpose? When I've been on dates
ugly
with women.
And laughing, she's out.
Yeah.
She can hang out, but you ain't.
No, but I'm saying a pretty girl with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And doesn't take herself seriously.
How rare is that?
That is.
And then, of course, I like guys who are very ambitious. I don't like people who don't do shit. Like, whatever it is that you're ambitious about.
You don't like fat bums.
Angie wants a dude that's her with a dick. That's just, I like that with businesses, juice bar, preferably a new building. I like somebody who broadcasts. The broadcasters are good.
Yo.
You don't have to do what I do.
Angela will be like this. I have businesses. What the fuck do you have? And what's your credit score?
I'm too nice, though, because I also am very good at like trying to help somebody.
But I'll be like, women.
Okay, let's sit down let's do a list of the things.
Let's get your bills together.
You're a loser. And I just realized that.
But I realized that you are supposed to ask people their credit score.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, a few different people have been talking about that. Yeah, and one of the main things I've learned is that it is important to have those conversations about money, because a lot of us are ashamed to talk about money, and then you don't find out somebody has bad credit till y'all try to get a place together.
Yeah,
why are we ashamed to talk about money?
Because I think, if you're not good with money, you feel a bit embarrassed that you haven't handled things. Because people also, and it is true, that's why even people look at your credit history to determine whether or not you're a risk when it comes to borrowing more. And you can look at it that way about relationships too. Mm-hmm. Is this person not handling their business? Mm-hmm. You know, are they not going to be responsible for things that they have going on in life? If they're not responsible about money, maybe they're not going to be responsible about other things as well.
Right.
And so it's important to have that, because sometimes it could be for reasons. Maybe you tried to start a business, it didn't work out. But, during that time, you took out loans that you weren't able to pay back. You had to file for bankruptcy, but you took care of things and you're rebuilding. That's why it's important to have those conversations, because your credit could be bad for a number of different reasons.
Could it be this, that a lot of a lot of these trifling ass women sometimes just make fun of you? He ain't got no fucking money. Because there's that. Because I've been watching, and you know, the clips are what everybody's all clip happy. And I'll see like a lot of these urban, podcasts. They'd be like
urban
this.
Urban relationship.
What? There's people that should not
need to have $100,000.
And remember, this is not every woman, this is not every African American person doing this, but there's a lot of podcasts where there's these girls on these microphones and dudes, and they go, "What? How much does he have? Shit, he better." I'm like, and that's where guys get embarrassed. It's like, well, if I'm embarrassed if I don't have enough for this person, because there's this thing going around where some black women are being these fucking money hungry, because that's the thing people are doing now. I'm gonna get a baby so I can get child support. I can get, you know what I mean? A lot of that shit's happening with these athletes.
Also, they're all saying everybody thinks that they're supposed to get the basketball player, the Instagram life with the G-Wagon and all of that.
Yes.
But it's your baby dad works at a 7-Eleven. Like, you can't be like, you got a baby by some loser dude, and now your next dude, you want him to be
a millionaire.
It's like,
I used to mess with this girl, she had two kids from two different dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. Yeah. Cute girl, blah, blah, blah. Started messing with her. And then she was like, a relationship. I go, nah, I don't want that. I just like coming in. We fucking around, blah, blah, blah. And then she got mad at me. She goes, you a hoe. I go, I don't think so. I said, where's your baby's fathers? How about that?
Okay, how far apart in age were the kids?
Not much.
I mean, they were like not that far. And I know when I would go to her house.
Nine and a half.
She'd be like, oh, my kids are asleep. And I remember one time I didn't know she had kids. She goes, my kids are asleep. I was like, whoa, plural.
You didn't know? She Hold didn't on. Mention it?
I said, plural. I go, you have kids. Okay, how old are they? Okay, they're like 9 and 7. I was like, shit. I go, same guy? Different dudes. I was like, wow. Yeah. And then she goes, I hate you, black man. I said, wait a minute now. I'm not the hoe. That's you.
Well, okay, two kids don't make you a hoe.
No. Two different dudes, and there's nobody there. It must be you. I'm just saying.
It's nobody there is not the woman's fault. That sounds more like the man's fault.
Oh, really?
No, bullshit.
Andy. I mean, as far
bullshit.
As, are they taking care of their kids?
I don't know, because the place was a mess.
It doesn't necessarily mean the case. Sometimes you have women who will emasculate you and won't even give you access to the kids. It doesn't necessarily mean
that's true.
The guy, I think the problem is black people in general are traumatized and in pain. And when it comes to, just like you said, your credit score is respective of a, of some level of pride or some,
yeah.
But that's why you have to explain it, right?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I also think that it is important to figure out how are you handling it.
Right.
Because you do have to handle
it. Yeah, sure.
And I know, I know some women with kids that are fantastic. They're fantastic. Shit just happened to not go well with the man and the woman, whatever the fuck. And they're good folks, but there's some that go, they have these standards for me. I go,
okay, judge not lest ye be judged is what they say.
Right. I go, she goes, I want this. I want to go, you got two other fathers that got to do that, lady.
And you go,
I'm just a side dude.
Just because you're a great mom also doesn't make you a great wife.
Nope.
Okay.
It's two different.
Nope.
That's fair. It's just because you're a great dad doesn't make you
a great boyfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yes, it does.
It does how?
It does. Why? Because it's because a guy is usually not as malleable. So if he's a great dad, there's the fact that he's taking care of his business usually means that's just like you said.
I know some guys who are great dads, but they cheat all the time. They don't know how to treat a woman right. They're not.
That's true.
But I also know guys that are in sexless marriages because women use sex as a leverage to control and manipulate.
Ooh.
But I will say sometimes people are in sexless marriages because they both don't want to sleep with each other anymore.
But not when the guy is complaining. Not when the guy is complaining. Because
sometimes, you know, as soon as you get married, this is what I've had guys tell me this. All of a sudden, she's keeping the ass from him. And that's why they end up at strip joints. All married men at strip joints.
But you know what else? I will say too, women with kids, sometimes women have kids and it does affect them so much.
Yeah,
they
don't feel sexy, right?
That is definitely something to take into consideration. You gain weight, your body changes.
Wait. Okay.
Sometimes women have
postpartum.
Yeah, postpartum that they haven't even identified themselves, and that can last for a long time.
There needs to be a postpartum me. Can I get some ass?
No.
Nothing? Okay. That was corny. Hold on.
Boo.
But yeah, there's a lot of reasons that things can happen.
But what if, listen, okay, the woman, and listen, you're right about that. She can be like, I don't feel sexy. What if the dude's like, you look good as hell to me, right, lady. Yeah. Shit. That should be like.
But it's not him. It's what she thinks about herself. That's
what I know. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like she still feels ugly. Yeah. And I get that's why I'm not married. Now, listen.
To cranberry juice. Go ahead.
I know. Oh, but I'm staying healthy, boy. Shit. And have you noticed the haircut?
You see the Beijing.
Ooh, it's not a Beijing. This is my hell no. This no dyes or nothing. Yeah, look. Nah, is that a wig?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I hate your
No, honesty. It's not.
No, it's not. But no, my hair, there's no Beijing. I don't dye my hair.
Okay.
This is all.
Well, you got a great hairline.
Well, thank you very much. My pops always had one. Rest in peace, my dad. But he's like, he always had his hair.
Okay.
My mom, everybody did. So I'm very happy. This is like no dyeing. And if I have to, I will do it. I will dye.
Right.
Yeah, if I have to. But anyway, now we're going to talk about Angela and her beginnings. In radio.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we're going to do, god dang it.
Okay.
But real quick, are we having super chats in here? There's super chats in here?
Let me check right now.
Let's leave us some super chats because they should be enjoying this because Angela Yee is here, folks.
I'm outside.
She's outside. You know what I'm saying? Angela always looks like.
We have a few super chats. I see a couple of them, so it's making me giggle.
Okay.
Jeffrey Harris just donated $2.
Thank you.
We
need more.
Says you're Dean Jazzy Jeff 686 TM.
What?
He says, RQQ, your Dean Jazzy Jeff.
What is
so about your haircut?
686 TM.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
What is that?
Hey, R2-D2, you might want to get some. I don't know what that means.
This is huge.
What?
Hey. I don't know if this is true or not. Michael Jackson donated $1.
Oh, good.
Man.
A photo of Michael Jackson.
How about this? Shamone. Give me some more.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you for the $1.
Yeah. If everybody right now could just donate $1.
Don't give me, and some people do 99 cents, and I'm like, yo, that's kind of fucked up, but $1, bro.
But we'll take it.
Yeah. But I take it, but it's like.
Mr. Brendan asks, Angela, are you single?
No.
Sorry, Spencer, I try.
Yeah, you've been with somebody for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long? Yeah.
Well, the it's been like a year and a half. Is that a long time?
That ain't long for shit.
Okay.
But year and a half, that's good.
That's a long weekend.
That's a long time.
Do you have a lot of guys that come at you, though?
Not really. I think when I was younger, I did. But now everybody, like, knows me. They're used to me. No one cares. No
one cares. They're like, ah, yeah, it's just Angela.
Old news.
But that's good. You like your relationship? It's going good?
Yeah, everything's good. Hey. I'm happy. I'm a good in a relationship person.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I think I'm chill.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fun to be around. I'm very catering.
You got money, too.
I got money. Mm-hmm. Well, I did. I'm a little cash poor right now.
But you're good. You'll get it back.
I'm very nurturing. I'm very supportive. Oh. Yeah. So I do all the things.
That's all the things. I really was
Is he a businessman too?
What do you mean a businessman?
Like, does he have a shitload of businesses?
What does he do?
No, not a shitload of businesses.
Bum. Goddamn bum. That's what he is.
Yeah, no, he definitely works. Like, he works a lot with kids, okay. Which I like. You know, I like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Because when I met Angela, I was like, man, she's really nice. Maybe this is bullshit. I said, I'm going to find something out about her. I go, no.
Nothing.
She's really this nice. Yeah. This is weird.
Yeah,
because every time you meet somebody, really like, they'll be like, man, don't even trust that. That boy, she ain't shit. Let me tell you. But it's like this. No, Angela's nice. Mm. I go, hey, can you help me with this? Sure. Yeah. I know the lady that owns the something. And I was just with her I had a dinner and we just had a soda together. I'll hook you up with that. I go, damn. And then I challenge her again. Oh, man, my kite broke. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know a kite maker.
I was just with the Federation of Women Kite Makers. I was the guest speaker at the kite making factory.
Listen, I'm a good connector.
You are unreal with it.
Like, if you need something,
I know.
Yes.
I'll be like, let me find. People ask me all the time, oh, can you help me? I need to find a place for this. I need to do this. I'm always trying to, like, connect.
You are unreal. So that's why I'd be
for
like,
no reason either.
I am Team Angela Yee like nobody's fucking business. You know what I'm saying? But one thing she don't do is answer her phone. She ain't answering that shit.
No, I do. You know what?
You I'm going to tell
you so she's the worst.
She's the worst. Godfrey keeps changing his number.
No, I don't.
No, it's only with... No, once, twice.
I had to put his number in here differently.
Yeah, but I text you and go, it's Godfrey.
Yeah, it says Godfrey, yet another new number.
Yeah, but you don't, you just, and then she'll go, hey, I'm at Comedy Cellar. Nothing. What?
I FaceTimed you.
You did, and then you.
Yeah, we were there. Because they told me you were going to be there that night.
Oh, that's and I didn't. That's why. Okay, okay.
There. That's all.
All right.
So I was like, oh, Godfrey's going to be here. I'm here. I was with Donnell.
Hey, son. Let's take a quick break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the In Godfrey We Trust podcast. YoKratom.com. YoKratom is a longtime supporter of the Gas Digital Network for years now and are returning as the marquee sponsors for the Skank Fest Comedy Festival. And there's a good reason they're so popular. Now, if you're already part of the Kratom crowd, you know it can be a bit of a challenge to find a reliable, affordable source. That's where YoKratom comes in. These folks offer a kilo of Kratom for just $60. Yeah, you heard that right. A whole kilo for $60, that's kind of unheard of. And if you're buying Kratom, I'm telling you, you won't find it at a better price anywhere. They've got all the flavors of Kratom you could be interested in. Whether you're looking to explore something new or stick with your favorite strain, they've got you covered. Just know that they're committed to providing a wide selection of whatever your preferences might be. When a company sticks by us, supports what we do, and offers our listeners an incredible deal like this, we think they deserve a shout out. Whether you're a seasoned Kratom enthusiast or just Kratom curious, head over to YoKratom.com and check out what they've got. Remember, a kilo for just $60. Hey, it's a deal that's hard to beat. Let's get back to the show.
But okay. Godfrey be having some comedy beef. We be having this.
What are you talking about? Listen, okay, it's funny that you said this. I see how she throws jabs.
She's a broadcaster, my friend.
I know.
Just she's when so you good think you're interviewing her, she's interviewing you. Bro.
And she's so good. And by the way, I'm doing this, 4 or 5 years? This ain't shit. You've been doing this a long time. By the way, Angela's been doing this shit for 20 fucking years.
Give it up for that.
Wait, hold on. Yes, give it up for that.
November, around Thanksgiving. That's my 20 years of radio.
20 years of radio, everywhere. I just want you all to know that. Mm-hmm. So you people that have bought like microphones and you feel you should do a podcast because you got a big ass mouth.
Oh, here we go.
I'm doing it. Oh. I said, she's real. This is the real deal. I'm even happy to be in for your presence to be even in this kind of space for real.
I had to beg.
I mean,
to come here.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you did not. Listen. And my thing is, I was asked to podcast. I was asked, Luis Gomez, who created this digital world, because, you know, we all got fired from Sirius XM. We all got fired from there. He was a Sirius XM. We all kind of went.
I used to work there too.
And Luis said, hey, man, we're starting our own shit. We need to start taking our shit into our own hands. And he says, you got to join us, man, on Gas Digital.
I have a question.
What's up?
If he wouldn't have asked you, would you have had a podcast?
I probably would have. Because you know why? Maybe not because right then. I started one with Alex Edelman.
Now, did you start it or did Alex?
I did because I bought equipment. And I said, hey, why don't we just, I bought like a recorder. And I said, why don't we start something? Mm-hmm. And it was called the Black Panther birthday party. Because, you know, I would talk all this black shit, and he was a Jewish cat. It was dope. We did like 30 episodes.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so I was going to do it because I had no choice, because everybody had to change their hustle.
What year was that?
That was like 2015 or some shit.
Were you able to monetize it?
No, we did it for like
nobody was doing it.
I'm asking because I'm just wondering when does
Robert Kelly started to help me out. I did his podcast. He said, hey, all you have to do is buy this,
R.
that.
Kelly?
But Robert Kelly, he's actually R. Kelly, yeah. Robert Kelly. And he's Italian.
His podcast Boston. Is You Know What Dude.
You Know What Dude.
And so
he taught me how to, hey, get this thing, go to this store and buy this. And I started it because I was like, I think the things are changing where everybody's podcasting. So I didn't want to like be left out. Mm-hmm. But I hated setting it up by myself and all this other shit. And then when Luis came, I said, oh, this is great because I'm at Sirius XM and I think I'm about to be out of there because they're just doing some weirdo shit on me. And I asked them not to. When I was at Sirius XM, I said, hey, they wanted me, this lady wanted me to do a podcast, wanted me to do a radio show. She asked me, and I said, you want me? I said, I don't do radio. I do my friend's radio show. He goes, no, I would love you to do it on my channel. We're looking for new blood. And I go, I don't know if you want me for this kind of channel. It's a black conservative channel.
Ooh.
And I said, me? I talk shit. I go
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
I'm just being really honest. He goes, no, we want that. Are you sure? Gave me an hour. Right? Mm-hmm. Make this fast. One of the first people I interviewed was Jermaine Dupri, which was awesome. And I did Method Man, all that different people. And the shit was going good.
Freaknik's out right now.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And so, boom, I did that. And then I got 2 hours because everybody, my shit got real popular real fast. She gave me 2 hours. All of a sudden, I was on prime time. I was killing it hard. And all of a sudden, I get fired for some bullshit. It's the same shit that I said, hey, Don't trip on the shit I say.
Right.
I got fired for the same shit I told them not to fire me for. And it was really bullshit. But then once I got out of there, that's when I really started to thrive on the podcast shit.
Yeah, Sirius was a tough place to work.
I just don't like that corporate shit. Yeah. It just looks corporate-y. And then I would never have, the Steve Harvey thing would have never gone viral if I didn't get fired.
Right.
If I wasn't fired, the Steve Harvey shit wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
So that's a blessing in disguise. A blessing in the sky at TD Jakes would say, I was swallowed by the Lord.
You know what? Since you brought up Steve Harvey.
Pause.
Because I know you've talked about this.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to people talking about you, is it better to address it or ignore it?
What do you mean? What capacity?
Like, you know, when you think about Steve Harvey and Cat Williams and how he's the one that's not addressing anything.
Right.
He might be the only
Steve
one.
Steve Harvey isn't?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it like Steve is making so much money.
Yeah, doesn't
he's
matter.
So wealthy. I think it depends on your fucking economic status.
Okay, so you're saying like basically if you got it like that, you don't got to respond.
It's like if someone says stuff, people say shit about Jay-Z, he doesn't say a word. He's so big. He goes, dude, I'm a billionaire, fucker. If I was at a certain economic status, I'd be like, oh.
I feel like Godfrey wouldn't be able to help it.
But no, I no, kind of. He gets.
If I was really wealthy,
he gets riled up.
I'd be like.
Yeah, dog, you don't care about the money, dog. I'm not saying you don't want the money.
I think he wouldn't be able to help it. He's going to respond.
I think you wouldn't be a different person because you have money.
Not, I would be a good dude.
But I'm saying not like you would get rich and then you'd have an ascot on and smoke a pipe.
I would go, hello, everyone. Godfrey here. I heard a couple of things been told to me, but I don't have time for that. I'm in my wine cellar.
I'm counting money.
I'd be like, well, you know what?
You wipe your face with the money.
You know what I say? And I have women going like this. That's enough, ladies. I know these peasants want to fuck with me, but I don't have time for it. No.
Because is it hard to not respond to things?
It depends. If I have a good response, I'll go, nah, I got to get this motherfucker. Okay. Because it would show that, yo, he's still that dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I probably would like answer that. But I want money to come, but I don't want to lose integrity. I want to be able to sleep at night and go, I made this money because I was me. And then I
Some people think you have to be a fucked up person to make a lot of money.
But they do seem to make a lot.
To make a lot of money, you do. Like a lot. Like
you can't be a good person and make a lot of money.
Wait.
What billionaire is not horrible?
I would own slaves.
Shut up.
I'm not going to front. I would be one of those black slave owners. I would. I'd be like, dude, I heard you dabbled in slavery. Yeah. That's I had to get to the billion.
Well, are Beyonce and Jay-Z billionaires?
Yeah. And there's been, I think they've done some horrible shit. Yeah.
Really?
Ask Dame Dash.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, Dame's talking about it every day.
He's like, this is bullshit. I'm just saying, man. No, pause. For real. He owes me a lot of money. I don't want to say nothing, but this nigga owes me a lot of money, man. Pause.
I'm trying to think, there's not a ton of billionaires, so.
Well, how about this?
Taylor Swift.
Like Taylor Swift's supposed to be good, though.
She just became a billionaire.
Yeah, they just
She just became a billionaire.
So give her time.
I heard she gives her employees bonuses.
And truck drivers.
Six-figure shit. Yeah. I heard she's very nice that. And that's good for her. But I heard this. Okay, like, look at Beyonce. She's in her country album. I don't know if anybody's listened. I listened to a few songs. Mm. She has a song with Willie Nelson.
Yep.
And it's pretty cool. It's not really country-ish.
Yeah.
But in her, it's called Country Carter.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy Carter.
And she's, she's giving a chance for other black country artists.
She's done some collabos with other.
By the way, these are people who already are kind of, they're doing their thing.
Right.
But it just elevated on a different platform.
And I'm just wondering, and I don't want the beehive to start buzzing.
Uh-huh. Well, then you should shut up.
Should I?
No. Go ahead.
This is devil's advocate.
There's nothing you're going to say about the beehive.
Well, no.
About Beyonce that the beehive is not.
Well, first of all, I love Beyonce. Just, she's dope. It's not that I'm not a beehive person, but I love Beyonce. I love my black artist, period. That's just given.
All right, go make your.
Now, here it goes.
Here we go.
Yep. Now, I'm saying. Is she being greedy by being in that genre because she's Beyonce, or is it because she really wants to expand herself?
Well, you know, the reason why she even did this was 5 years ago she got booed at the Country Music Awards.
Right.
So I think it was also to make a point. What kind of better revenge is there?
Why did they boo her?
She was performing with, who was it, the Chicks?
Dixie Chicks.
Isn't that, no, hold on. Make sure we get this right. But anyway, she was performing. I don't know.
Get it right. Look it up. Get it right. Look it up.
But she ended up getting booed. Like, they were booing her just for the fact that
she was black.
And to be clear, country music did come from black people.
Mm-hmm. Country music straight came from black people. All of American music.
So I don't think that, because we see Taylor Swift went from country to pop. You know,
yeah, but white folks can move in and out of different genres of the shit that black folks created. But then all of a sudden they take claim to it. It's like that all white town in South Africa.
Yeah, the Dixie Chicks is who
it's
she's
Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they went against the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. So they booed her at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so And I'm sure they didn't say, get off here, you damn nigger, or goddamn nigger, but boo, know, nigger, think, boo, nigger, boo, nigger, boo, nigger, boo, nigger, boo, nigger,
Beyonce, when's the last time Beyonce got booed? You know what I'm saying?
And
so
she,
imagine going into that space and you see a bunch of white people booing you. And it's like, all right, what's I'm about to do? And 5 years later, you come back, break all kinds of records, put out a country album that, you know, is dominating in all of the streaming services. I think that's a great response.
First of all, Nelly did it with Tim McGraw. Nelly did that song.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like rapping country. I go, it's not that different. Yeah. You're rhyming. And country artists are always thinking they slick. I see these white motherfuckers be rapping in their shit.
Oh, now they rap.
Doing little shit. Right. I go, stop.
They got a dude scratching.
And it's scratching. And I go, what?
Relax.
And the banjo being an African instrument. These are the most hypocritical motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. All this shit is black. Black poor people were singing about their blues, and then white poor said, man, there's some Negroes doing some music that I want to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And you made it. Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams Sr., hey, good looking. What you got cooking? And you know whose son, Hank Williams Sr., I mean, Hank Williams Jr., does the Monday Night Football song. Are you ready for some football? His daddy was an innovator in country music. Yeah. So I'm like, the hypocrisy behind it, that and white folks got so much nerve that they create a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
and
black people have to be accepted in some shit you created.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the racist shit they continue to do. We should automatically be inducted. It should be like, we should be in there first. Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland?
Nope.
I've been there 13 times, and Elvis has the biggest display, and they're like, James Brown has two T-shirts.
Really?
Oh, my God.
And his shoes.
T-shirt.
He literally is like, that's it. Two times. That's it. One more time.
Too many.
But you know, that's why we got to support things like the National Museum of African American Music. That's in Nashville.
Is that in Nashville? African American?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You haven't been.
No, I didn't know.
Just
it was because I would go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
and it's right in the middle of like downtown.
There's Country Music Hall of Fame, and then there's fucking. Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, the National Museum of African American Music.
Yeah, isn't it right by the Johnny Cash? I almost went there when we were all in Nashville.
There's a Johnny Cash Museum.
Yeah, there's a Johnny Cash
Museum. I love Johnny Cash
over there.
I would next time we go back to Nashville. Yeah. I'm the man in black. You know, I want to see that. But African American music is like redundant. The history of it's
music.
Like
it,
it should be
Museum
music
of African American music.
They separate the shit
as if
black
all
people
music
create.
Is not black people's expression.
But it's a beautiful museum. I will say that. Like okay. I've been there. They actually had an award show there that I hosted. Shut up.
I told you, Angela. Go ahead. You hosted it
right next to Kite Factory.
But right. It's in Nashville, and I actually like Nashville.
Nashville is coming up really nice.
I had fun because I like any place where there's live music. Like when I would go to New Orleans, and I would go walk around and just pop into different bars where you can watch live music.
I might have went to
super
this shit.
Talented. People, and then in Nashville doing the same thing, walking around, just popping into places.
Yeah. We should have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should be a black one. I think so. Mm-hmm. We got enough resources.
And you definitely got enough people you can put in.
To build a real one with all black artists, just black artists. And fuck that other shit, man. You know? We got to, because even when you go to Cleveland, you go to the, in the airport, they'll show all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're proud about that. But it'll be all these white guitarists. I go, stop. Where's B.B. King? Where's Albert King?
Right.
Where's Robert Johnson? Where's Hendrix? I'm not saying anything. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Page, you know.
Yeah, Keith but you Richards. You don't have to say that. They're going to say those names anyway.
Yeah.
It's the ones that they're not going to say because they call it.
Fuck, man. Anyway, but let's talk about. should we go? Should we keep going or?
Yeah, where you want to do plugs and go to the Night Owls episode?
I can do that, and then we're going to ask her about her shit.
Ooh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
Nothing. No, ooh, whoa, what happened? What happened? Yo, we got to take... Well, actually, we got to do our little plugs real quick, all right?
Okay, plug.
You know what?
What type of plugs?
No, plugs. Where can they find you there?
You can check me on Instagram, The Dante Nero. My podcast is Man School 202 on all platforms. If you need a consultation, go to DanteNero.com, click on consult. Sort it out for you, you know? Oh, and don't forget Godfrey's GoFundMe.
My GoFundMe? The GoFundMe is in the description on YouTube, is the link. Yeah. And also, the podcast.
I look like I'm begging.
I look like I'm begging.
Please.
The price of a cup
send
of
money, please.
I had to make it African. Yo, and it's in the link is in the Godfrey Podcast IG. You have the link there.
It's donate every episode anywhere you're listening.
Donate
right at the tippy top.
And also, I got a new IG for now because my shit is still deactivated.
Gotta figure this out.
We got it right here.
Godfrey Comic is my new.
You didn't ask Angie if she got a hookup.
All that.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, Godfrey. I know, right? I just had a meeting with the Meta.
I did, as a matter.
Godfrey Comic. Godfrey Comic. You guys follow that right now. Godfrey Comic. I'm at 25, almost 26,000.
Quick, you only had it how many? Two weeks.
Godfrey Comic. You guys follow that. Follow it right now. I don't have a blue check yet. You know,
he doesn't follow me. I'm not following him.
Whoa, damn. Okay, and also, like GoFundMe, you can even Google GoFundMe and look up Godfrey's special and donate. I want to raise money till the end of December. Hopefully get to 200,000. That's real shit. So I can have a really dope ass special, you know what I mean? And Angela Yee, you know, your show, Way Up with Angela Yee.
Way Up.
Angela Yee on iHeart Radio every day. Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. Eastern. Angela Yee, make sure you're tuning in to Angela Yee's show.
Thank you. We just won a Gracie Award.
A Gracie Award.
Which is really huge, which was such a big deal to be in.
That's jujitsu, right? Horse year. Gracie? Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Gracie.
Gracie, it is from the Alliance for Women in Media.
Oh, wow.
But it's a huge, huge honor to.
That's congratulations. Yay!
How long you been doing it so far?
Yes.
A little more than a year. We started last year in February.
Dope.
Yes,
dope.
In February. So thank goodness. And this is great.
We couldn't have done it without Godfrey.
Yeah. And her what is it called? The percentages of her audience is growing. Her popularity is growing.
Yep.
Huge
time
growth.
Time spent listening is growing.
Is growing.
Yeah.
Everything is growing. This is awesome. Hey, guys, this week I'm at the Richmond Funny Bone, guys. Richmond, Virginia, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Richmond, Virginia. You have no excuse. There's got to be people from Richmond listening to this. I don't know. Richmond, it's a brand new club. Come see me Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Buy tickets. Go to GodfreyLive.com to know where I'm going to be because that's where all of the damn dates are.
Oh, I'm looking right now.
GodfreyLive.com.
Richmond, Tampa, Addison, Texas, Phoenix, Portland, Charlotte.
Leave your email on the email list. It's very important that you leave your emails on the email list so I can, you know, send an email blast and spam you. What a hater. You see the little jabs? All right. We'll be right back. This is the Night Owl section now. Tell them, Mike, what is the Night Owl? The Night Owl section.
Well, if you're watching us on YouTube, you click join and become a Night Owl, and you could watch the members-only Night Owl stream after every single episode every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Or at Gas Digital, you could use promo code Godfrey14, gasdigital.com/live, and you could watch for free for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Couple minutes, yo. Real back. Just hold on. Everybody join the Night Owls. Quit bullshitting.
Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.